Richard Hake with Life After Sandy, WNYC series on the recovery and rebuilding after the storm. When Sandy hit, it destroyed properties up and down the coast. Some residents didn't lose everything, but they suffered such serious damage to their homes and businesses that they've lost a tremendous amount of value. In some cases, they're selling for less than half of what the property was worth before the storm. Here's the dilemma they face: keep paying on that property or walk away and take a loss. This is making for some painful choices, especially for lifelong residents who've had these properties in their families for generations. WNYC's Janet Babin and Terry Langford took a trip to some waterfront communities to visit some residents and check on the real estate market.
On what seemed like the rainiest day of the year, Terry and I drove from Brooklyn down to Keyport, New Jersey, to real estate agent Donna Markowitz's house.
Once inside, we're greeted by her cat, a Sandy rescue named Gypsy, and her protective boxer, Socrates.
Are you being good? It's a zoo here.
Markowitz is taking us on a tour of places where numerous homeowners have decided to sell instead of fixing up their homes.
I pulled some comparables as far as like this area. What we'll do, we'll start down here.
Our first stop is 10 Walnut Street, about a half block from Raritan Bay in Keyport. It's just up from Union Beach.
Markowitz shows us two homes side by side that are both up for sale. They're modest, two stories high. We walk up the steps to the one that has the cute enclosed front porch.
Well, it was once cute, but most of the windows broke during Sandy, and wind sails right through.
And Markowitz struggles with the lock that's stuck from exposure to seawater.
Compliments of Sandy.
Inside, we can barely breathe. The house reeks of mold. The first floor, like so many Sandy homes, is gutted down to the studs.
Markowitz says this home and the one next door are distressed properties, listed at about a quarter of what they would sell for under normal circumstances.
Right now, they're both priced at $70,000. Before Sandy, they would have been in this market, like a $240,000, $250,000 home. And in 2006, closer to three.
Markowitz hasn't actually closed on many deals since the storm. One she did complete sold for less than half of what it was once worth.
So that client walked away from her home.
And she can't afford. She owes too much money to be able to do anything with it.
We tried to talk with Donna's client about her decision, but she refused, as did a few other sellers who are walking away from homes.
They're embarrassed. It's painful. They just don't want to talk about it.
One woman, though, did agree to speak with us, Joanne Boston from Ortley Beach, New Jersey.
Her house was knocked off its foundation during Sandy, and then someone demolished it, saying it was in a public right-of-way.
She hopes to sell her lot, but so far it's looking like she'll have to sell it for less than she owes on her mortgage.
My land is on the market for $349,000, and I've been offered $200,000.
And she says she's considering that offer because Boston owes $212,000 on her mortgage.
She'd almost be able to pay it off, and she wouldn't have to go to the bank to get approved for a short sale, selling for less than what's owed on the house. She's trying to keep the situation under wraps.
So right now, the bank does not know that my house is not there yet. I'm still paying the mortgage, hoping that I'll have some other alternative before they try to pull in my mortgage.
We heard of distressed sales in many towns affected by Sandy, but that doesn't mean they're dragging down the broader real estate market.
We spoke to a realtor in Long Beach, Joyce Coletti, who says that prices for even the shell homes, those down to the studs after Sandy's flooding, are actually rising. And she told us she's never been busier.
And on the North Shore of Long Island, we spoke to Risa Ziegler with Douglas Elliman, who says even where homes were damaged, like Huntington Beach, inventory is selling.
People's memories are short. And so we've gone through a winter, and now spring is upon us. And those waterfront properties definitely draw interest. Absolutely.
I know it sounds like we're telling two stories here because we've seen people walking away instead of rebuilding. But at the same time, we've seen pockets where the market is solid.
And the data doesn't help us out yet. I spoke to Svenja Goodell. She's an economist with the online real estate site Zillow. She says the data won't tell a complete story till spring or early summer.
But she did have a theory as to why we're seeing some homeowners just give up.
It's because a significant number, especially in New Jersey, owe more on their mortgages than the property is worth.
you're getting the double whammy, if you will. Not only were you underwater beforehand, but now you're even worse off because your home has been damaged.
Because all that home damage means costly repairs.
And on top of that, you've got new FEMA regs, the new flood elevation standards that will require so many homeowners to raise up their houses when they rebuild.
And then you've got the higher cost of insurance, both flood and homeowners.
So this all contributes to people walking away from shore property, a sort of homeowner fatigue.
It's hard for some sellers. And as we found out when we were with agent Donna Markowitz that day, it can be really hard for agents, too.
I make friends with the majority of the people that I work with, and I keep in contact. So, I mean, look.
Donna started crying as she showed us blocks and blocks where homes are missing or there are piles of debris still left over from Sandy.
It was a very hard day for Donna Markowitz.
And it's a really hard time for those who have to make this decision about whether to leave and sell or stay and fix up their once flooded homes.
For WNYC, I'm Terry Langford.
And I'm Janet Babin.